With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Dave Moore
on Today FM, as seen on your screen.
With Persil Wonder Wash Dazzling White Liquid Detergent. Whites that wow in just 15 minutes.
Like I said, though, we're going into the future because Maria's been feverishly finding out all of the best bits over the different days across the Christmas period, so you know exactly what to watch and when to watch. So pens at the ready.
Yep.
Write it down. What have you got for us?
There's a lot to get through.
There is.
I kind of focused on Christmas specials.
Oh, God,
more
idea.
More than the, like, you know, where's Home Alone on and where is Notting Hill on?
You'll find those.
Yep. So we'll start with Gladiators. Have a Christmas special.
Damn, I thought there was a Gladiator Christmas special with Russell Crowe and Paul Mescal.
Yeah.
Okay, Gladiator.
They don't have Christmas dinner in the middle of the Coliseum.
That I would watch.
No, it's a Christmas special, but Vogue Williams is in it. That's on BBC One at 3:35 on Christmas Day.
That girl is doing the rounds in the British TV at the moment.
But it's obviously recorded, so she'll be sitting somewhere having a Christmas dinner.
Fair, fair.
Thinking, look what I've earned it.
Yes,
I did the jungle, I did Need for 2 weeks.
And I did this.
And then I did Gladiator.
The head bashed off me.
The next one then, Strictly Come Dancing Christmas special. So Strictly Come Dancing came to an end at the weekend and they said goodbye to Tess Daly and Claudia Winkleman.
Of course, that was their last ever show
together.
Yeah.
And now apparently they're screen testing Alan Carr, I read.
Oh, yes.
With a load of different people. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the Traitors
did him
well. Alan
Carr plus one would be excellent. Yeah.
But they're actually coming back, which is weird. They're like, bye. Oh, tears. Oh, there you are again.
Tess and Claudia.
They're coming back for the Christmas special.
They presumably shot that in the middle of the summer.
Would have been recorded. Yeah. One last time. So that's BBC One on Christmas Day at 5:30. They're going to have Scarlett Moffat, Melanie Blatt, who is from
All Saints.
Very good. And Brian McFadden, who's, I don't know who that guy is. And then also on Christmas Day, Jaws is on at 9:15, right? I had to mention that.
It was on telly the other day and I watched every single last second of it. And oh my God, it's just so brilliant.
Yeah, 2 hours long, isn't it?
Yeah. 1975. Forget everything you ever think you know about movie making. Watch this and remember that it's a first.
Yeah.
Like almost everything that he did, Spielberg, on that movie, it was the first time. Even though you go, yeah, that's in that movie. No, he was the first to do it.
The first one to do it. So that's on at 9:15 on BBC Two on Christmas Day.
Amazing.
Immediately after it, at 11:15, there's a documentary called Jaws at 50, The Definitive Inside Story.
Oh, wow.
So it's a documentary with interviews from the cast.
Yeah.
And famous fans like George Lucas and James Cameron.
Right.
And Steven Spielberg himself, who talks about the impact that this movie had on his life and his career going forward.
Because I think, if I'm not mistaken, Roy Scheider, who plays Chief Brody, who's the main guy in Jaws, and... Oh, his name's just going in my head, even though I just said it a second ago in my head.
It's
so embarrassing. Anyway,
I had it,
and then I put Roy Scheider in front of my head, and I'd forgotten Richard Dreyfuss. The two of them get on really well in the movie when everyone else is crazy. They're the two who see the vision of what we need to do here and what the danger is. They hated each other on set.
Apparently. Oh my God, I love that stuff.
I know. The shark itself obviously was animatronic. It was the 1970s, so it never worked the way it was supposed to work. It was always malfunctioning. It didn't look real, didn't look whatever. But when you then watch the movie, you go, whatever they did, it's incredible.
It worked.
When you see the behind the scenes stuff, it's brilliant.
So that's 11:15 on BBC
Christmas
Two
Day.
On Christmas Day.
Stay awake for that.
Also on Christmas Day, the Great Christmas Bake Off 2025 has a bit of a twist.
Oh.
In that it's a nod to Peep Show, which, it's 10 years since Peep Show ended.
Yeah.
So they have the entire cast, Olivia Colman and everything, David Mitchell, And they're all going to take part and go against each other in
that
the Great Christmas Bake Off.
Brilliant. Does that mean cool? Super Hans is going to be there?
Which one is Super Hans?
He was their tall, gangly, kind of drug-fueled friend who would just show up and say things like, "The secret ingredient is crime."
That would be perfect
so
for it.
Good. Yeah. So good.
So that's on at 8 o'clock on Channel 4 on Christmas Day.
Okay, brilliant.
Call the Midwife has a two-part special on Christmas Day and Stephen's Day.
If you like your tears on TV show, this is one.
That's not a Christmassy show.
But they come back every year. The world.
It's like Mrs. Brown's Boys. Like, they just come back every year.
Right.
So that's at 8.15 and 8.30, 25th, 26th.
Okay.
Then on to Stephen's Day, The Masked Singer. This is, we love The Masked Singer in our house.
Go on.
It's the Christmas special, but it also will kick off the seventh season of The Masked Singer. So this will be a standalone episode, Christmas special. And then on the 3rd of January, we will kick into season 7.
So do you think that we will find out in the standalone Christmas episode, like we'll find out who someone is in that episode?
I think so.
It'll have a winner.
Well, I think in that episode, it's just one standalone Christmassy.
And then in January.
And then on the 3rd of January, we'll get the seventh season.
Brilliant.
So it's on Virgin Media 1 at 7.35, so we're definitely going to be watching that. Then there's a couple of Irish boy bandy type things.
Oh yeah, okay, you know me, boy bands. I'm Irish, I like all this.
Westlife 25 live at the Royal Albert Hall on Stephen's Day.
Yes,
that's at 6:30 on RT1.
Class.
And they're kicking off their 25th anniversary year with one hour of just memories and performances.
Brilliant.
And that'll bring me right back now. And then, did you see Ronan Keaton is doing the BBC New Year's Eve?
He's hosting that?
Yeah.
It's a big gig.
Isn't that class?
Big gig. That's deadly.
So it starts at 11:30, which I was like, give him a little bit more time.
Yeah, I suppose they kind of wrap those things up though, because
they do. He does 11:30 till 12.
Right.
Or until 5 to 12. Yeah. And then the countdown kicks in, and then all the fireworks happen in London, and then at 15:15 it kicks back into him for another 30 minutes.
Now there will be at the same time on BBC Two Jules Hootenanny.
Yeah.
Jules Holland.
Yeah. No, we never watch that.
I usually watch that in France. Yeah. And then I flick over onto the RT One. See what's happening down Dublin Castle. It'll be Inhaler this year.
Inhaler. It was Keen Crow last year.
Yeah, sit between those two. But now I'll have a third one to go to between as well. Deadly.
And then, just when we think January is about to kick us in the ghoulies, a new season of The Traitors UK kicks off on New Year's Day.
Really?
So everything is going to be okay, guys.
It is going to be okay.
22 new people. Claudia Winkleman back on your screen. BBC One, 8 o'clock.
Brilliant, Maria. Thank you very much. That was a lot of work. You did it well. Nice. You've got us all through. We know what we're watching.
Dave Moore
on Today FM.
With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made to last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.